Hey guys, Justin Conico from theclosers.ca here and Grogan Conico Real Estate Brokerage. Just wanted to give you our August market update. So the month of July, 934 homes sold, which was actually 4.7% down from the previous year. But the previous year had actually been the best July that we had since 2007. So don't let those numbers skew you too much. Market's been very, very active. The best selling type of home is actually a two-story and then followed by a bungalow and then a ranch. Just a little fun fact for you. And the average sale price of a home is $283,593. So London, Ontario is still considered to be one of the most affordable places to live in, and those numbers kind of reflect that. Another thing we just wanted to bring up is a small little legal brief pertaining to investment property. We read an article recently about how a lot of people try and do document occupancy in investment properties, thinking that if they send their address or their driver's license to a certain address that they can get away with that as far as a capital gains tax exemption when it comes time to sell the property. What that means is if you own a piece of real estate that's an investment and you live in one of the units and it's your primary unit and you go to sell that, you're actually exempt from capital gains tax. But if you have a couple holdings and you're making a commercial profit from that and you go to sell them, you have to pay what's called capital gains tax because it's basically proceeds from running a business. Going back to what I was saying about document occupancy is some people try and play with the system and basically just send mail there and say, oh, you know what, I'm living in the upper unit so that when I go to sell it, I can get away with not paying the capital gains tax. But a fact that I need you guys to be aware of is 2 years ago, the CRA actually cracked down on that. They did 600 audits of people and actually over, I think almost half of those were actually convicted. And the fine for doing that is actually double the capital gains tax. So something to be aware of if you're in the invested market and you're looking at different ways to structure your company or maybe get some tax exemptions. You know, maybe something to think about is sitting down with a good lawyer and structuring a company that's what they do. That's what the company does, and you can put the money back into the company and save your money taxes that way. There's a lot of different ways to skin that cat. Let us know. We actually have some really good professionals that can guide you along. As far as that's concerned, we can sell you guys the property, and then we can set you up with the right people to make sure that you're getting all the exemptions you should get and paying, you know, the proper amount of tax versus not overpaying your taxes as well. So if you guys have any questions, you know, we're always here, 519-860-6547 or info@theclosers.ca. Take care.